Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith.
Wow. How are you? Ah, it's good. I love this. I love passionate people. And there's some passion in the house this morning. I want to bottle you and take you home and just unleash you into our church. But it's just, I love passionate people and kind of, hey, Pastor Clive and Jane, thank you for having us here. It's an honor to be in your pulpit and to see what's happening in your church. And we love Clive and Jane. They're just great people, great leaders. They're great people, and it's an honor for us to be here, and for our whole family, like you mentioned. And you'll know who my wife is because she's the most beautiful woman in the church this morning. And you know, I say it often that you can tell I'm a man of God because I married so much better than I deserve, and it's the blessing of every man of God. I mean, just look at the guys on your pastoral team. They all married up. And it's good. It's good. but, you know, I love it when honor is a great thing. And it's been so good to be here this morning and just see you honoring people and celebrating and cheering on people. I love that. And what I'd like to do, there were three people who got up who are third year college students, and you know, didn't like their award very much and kept chucking it on the ground. And so what I'd like to do is just as a gift to them, because I love it when people want to set aside time out of their life to commit themselves to be shaped and molded and you know, be broken down and built up again and go through everything you go through in college. And I'll be with the college students tomorrow. Looking forward to that. At wow, it's like who here doesn't go to college? It's like, but what I love it when people want to devote themselves to being shaped and take some time out and give God a year or give God 3 years to just really be developed. And so I brought some resource with me. They're USB sticks, and each one of them has got about 18 or 19 sermons on there. And you can go and get those. Everything from, you know, the power of forgiveness to things that will disqualify you through to living a significant life to how to make a right decision. There's all kinds of things on those. But those three students, I'd like to give you one of those, of whichever one you want. There's a couple of different ones out there. So at the end of the service, just go there. So hopefully the person there remembers which students they were, so not all the students say, oh, I'm the college student. but those three students, then I'd love to just give you a gift because I like people who want to just take time to invest into their future, and I'd like to sow into that as well. So that'd be good. Great. All right. Well, we actually came to England to find some sunshine. I can't believe that we're saying that, but that's what we've done. The weather in Australia is rubbish at the moment, and so we came here looking for some sun and some warmth. And so we had a great day yesterday down at Brighton, and just, you know, they took us to a beach which is a quarry by the water, and it's obviously where all of the rocks that we use in our landscaping in Australia, it's where all the nice, beautiful river rock gets like developed and honed, and then it gets shipped down to Australia. And we use it on our garden beds, and you lay on it and sunbake. And so that was quite unusual. We didn't really know what we were expecting there, but and we did the whole, is it Harry Ramsden's fish and chips, and it was just a fantastic day out on the pier, and it was just so hot and sunny, and we're out there in our thongs and just, but it was okay. I mean, my wife, Jane was there in her thongs and Helena, and it was just, everyone, we're all out there in our thongs. It was just great. which apparently here means something very different than it does to me. But flip-flops, you call them, is it? Flip-flops. We're out now, flip-flops. So, that's good. Someone asked. They said, "We're going to go to the beach. Have you got your costumes? Oh, what sort of costumes? Is it a fancy dress party? I didn't know if I was supposed to get my Superman suit out, or I don't know what costumes we're talking about." that was great. So it's good to be here, and you ready for the word? Yeah, can we just talk for a moment? I want to talk to you about the dance of life. The dance of life. I don't know about you, but does it ever feel like life is two steps forward, one step back? Anyone ever feel like that in life? That life is kind of two steps forward, one step back. And every time you feel like you just take another two steps forward, something happens and there's another step back. And it's two steps forward, one step back. And sometimes people come to Jesus and they give their life to Jesus, maybe looking for some sense of reason or sense of purpose. And they think, well, now everything's going to be okay and life is just going to be easy and life's going to be a bed of roses. Well, the thing is, life is a bed of roses. Have you ever walked through a bed of roses? I mean, it looks so beautiful. And there's some sharp, dangerous things in there that just grab hold of you. And it's like, oh, that's the worst plant ever is a rose bush. I mean, it just looks so wonderful. It's covered in thorns. And so life is very much a bed of roses. It just, it's all beautiful and there's great things about it and there's wonderful things about it. But there's some sharp, prickly thorns as well that come our way. And life can often feel like it's two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. Now, maybe for some people, the dance of life can be more like a waltz. Anyone here into dancing at all? Anyone a ballroom dancer or anything like that? Or is dancing incredibly unholy? Sometimes the dance of life can be more like a waltz, and it's a step forward and a step across and a step together. And it's a step back and a step across and step together. And we've got this going on, and we're just sort of going around and around in a box. And we're stuck in a box all our life. The dance of life for other people is sometimes like a cha-cha. A cha-cha. I actually don't really know how to dance. My wife can dance very well. And when we were first dating, she was ballroom dancing. And so I took up ballroom dancing just because it gave me a chance to put my arms around her. And so the dance of life sometimes is like a cha-cha. Now, from memory, a cha-cha, the key thing with the cha-cha is all in your hips, and it's in getting this going. And so the cha-cha, is sometimes life is like that. It's a back, and a cha-cha-cha, and a forward, cha-cha-cha, and you're doing this, and you're kind of doing a lot of wiggling and jiggling on the spot, but it's kind of a bit of this and a bit of this and a da 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 and a da 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 da, and it's just, you got all this going on. The dance of life, sometimes, I know for me, sometimes the dance of life feels like I'm doing the running man. You got all this going on, and you got a whole lot of action, but you're not moving anywhere. You ever feel like that? The dance of life for you, it's like you got a whole lot of running on the spot going. the dance of life. For some people, the dance of life is more like, it's more like a moonwalk. And you look like you're moving forward, but you're actually going backwards. And you think, but I'm walking and I'm I've got all this going on, but I'm going the wrong way. Anyone ever felt like that? The dance of life. For some people, the dance of life is like river dance. It's like river dance. You got all this going on down here, but on top, it's like there's a whole lot of action happening underneath the surface. It's kicking up a flurry of activity, and there's all sorts of stuff going on here, and you got all this going on. And on top, it's also serene, but you peel back the surface a little and it's chaos. Anyone ever felt like that in the dance of life? Sometimes the dance of life is like doing the worm. I'm not even going to try and do the worm. I'm going to hurt myself. But you know, the dance of life can be like you're doing the worm. You're down in the dust and you're just trying not to hurt yourself and you're popping up for air every now and then. The dance of life. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 7, of the increase of his kingdom there will be no end. In Matthew 11 verse 12, Jesus said that the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing. And forceful people, passionate people are the ones that lay hold of it. But the kingdom of heaven is forcefully advancing. It's always moving forward. Ephesians 3:20 says, unto him who is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we dare ask, think, or imagine, according to the power that's at work within us. And so as we read the Bible, we get this picture of this Christian life, which is supposed to always be moving forward, and it's increasing, and there's no end to its increase, and it's exceedingly abundantly above. It's bigger and better and more, and it's always fruitful and multiplying. And when God first interacted with humanity, right back at the start of Genesis, when he created man and woman, and the first thing that God said to them was not a bunch of rules. The first thing that God said to people wasn't a whole lot of thou shalt not. And it wasn't even a whole lot of thou shalt. It wasn't a whole lot of rules and regulations. God's first interaction with humanity, I love this, was that it says, and so God blessed them. He blessed them and he said, be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth, subdue it, have dominion. And that's the life that God intends for us, that it would be a life of fruitfulness and increase and expansion and enlarging. That's what God has created you for. You're not on this planet to live a mediocre, average kind of life. You're on this planet created on purpose for a purpose to live a life of significance. And so God's got great things in store for you. And maybe you're in this place this morning and if you were honest with yourself, you'd have to say, well, you know what? I don't even really know God. But God has an incredible purpose for your life. I'm here to tell you that God has a great future in store for you. He's got great things in store for you. He wants to bless you. That's the very first thing that God did with humanity was he blessed them and he spoke this incredible increasing life into them. And yet, we can look at that. We can read the Bible. We can read the promises of God and we can think, but my life is supposed to be so wonderful. And I speak to other Christians and it seems like, you know, they never have a problem. And if you have a problem, there must be sin in your life. And so I feel like, what's wrong with me? My life seems to be two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. Two steps back, three steps back. Hang on. Let's move forward. So what do we do and how do we, you know, weigh this up? I love a verse in the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 22, I think it is, that says, little by little you'll increase. Little by little you'll inherit the land. Little by little, little by little, little by little. You know, but we can get so caught up in thinking life's got to be big by big, much by much. Little by little, just little by little, just little bit by little bit, just little bit by little bit. Just keep moving forward. And in your life, maybe right now you feel like things are happening little by little, slowly by slowly. That's okay. That's actually God's plan. Because that way it gives you time to increase and enlarge who you are and become shaped and honed, become the person he needs you to be so that you can do what he's called you to do. And so little by little, and maybe it feels like you take a step back, but that's okay. You're still moving forward. Even Jesus, one day he's coming into Jerusalem and the people are celebrating and cheering and they're waving palm fronds and they're crying out Hosanna, which means he saves, and they're celebrating him. Well, just a few days later, they're crying out, kill him. I mean, here he comes in. That's a big step forward. People are recognizing Jesus, the Messiah, and they're celebrating him. That's two steps forward. And then they're crying out, crucify him. Well, there's a step back. and he dies. Well, there's another step back, maybe some big steps back. But then he comes back to life again, big steps forward. It's the dance of life. If you were to read through the book of Acts, I love the book of Acts because it talks about how the church first came into being and how it started to expand. And I've spoken to people who said, oh, I wish we lived in the days of the book of Acts. Because the days of the book of Acts were all wonderful. Nothing bad ever happened. They had so many problems in the early church in the book of Acts. People complained, all sorts of things happened. I'll just, like, super quick speed, if I was to run you through the book of Acts, the church advances. Things are moving forward. It's exciting. But then the crowds start to mock them. Step back. The kingdom advances again and Peter and John are arrested. Step back. The kingdom advances again and Ananias and Sapphira die. That's a step back. The kingdom advances again and all the apostles go to jail. That's a step back. Imagine that, if all your leadership team all got shipped off to jail, that'd be a step back. But then they're released and the church continues to advance and it's a big step forward, and then all the apostles get beaten. That's a step back. And the church advances and people start to complain. They're not cared for. That's a step back. Two steps forward, the church advances. Stephen becomes the first Christian martyr. Step back. The church advances, and then a guy called Saul comes along and it says that he wreaks havoc on the church. There's a step back. The kingdom advances, and Saul or Paul is threatened with death. Step back. The church advances, and then legalistic religious people start to criticize. There's a step back. Oh yeah, we like that one. And the church starts to advance again, and then Herod persecutes the church. The church advances again, and in Antioch there's riots against Paul and Barnabas. There's a step back. The church advances again, and people try to stone the disciples. There's a step back. The church advances again, and Paul is stoned and left for dead. There's a step back. They took him to Brighton and started to throw rocks at him. The church advances again, and Paul and Barnabas, two leaders in the church, have a fight. And it goes on and on and on. Every time the church advances, something happens, it's a step back. Every time they take two steps forward, something happens, there's a step back. And then you look at church history, and it comes through, and the church advances, and then the Dark Ages come. Step back. And then the church advances, the Enlightenment comes. Step back. The church advances, and someone, thinks up a theory of evolution, and there's a step back. And then the church advances, and a world war comes, and there's a step back. And then the church advances, and then communism comes, and there's a step back. But the church doesn't stop. The church keeps advancing. But then consumerism, hedonism, atheism, relativism, pluralism, feminism, every other ism you can think about comes along, and there's a step back. But nothing stops the church of Jesus Christ, because he said, I'll build my church. And so every time that you read in the media that the church is dying and no one's interested in things of faith anymore, and then you come to a church like this and you say, they obviously haven't been here. We had a journalist in Australia just recently write a thing on Twitter about how young people are not interested in the church and they're leaving the church. And it's all for old people. Nothing wrong with old people. I'm rapidly becoming one. But I responded to him and said, well, that's interesting, because in our church, the highest numbers of people who are coming to faith and discovering faith, well, they're exactly the young people that you reckon are leaving the church. Didn't hear anything back from him. But every time something seems to move forward, there's something that tries to pull it back. Your life, you will have seen this in your own life. Maybe your Christian life is advancing. And then you pray for someone who's sick and they don't get healed. And you think, well, what's going on there? Your life advances and someone offends you as a step back. You finally deal with that and you get over that and your life starts to advance again, and then your finances take a hit. Your life advances again and a relationship ends. Your life advances again and your business fails. Your life advances again and you give in to temptation. Your life advances again and there's an issue in your marriage or your kids or your health or your workplace. There's always, that's the dance of life. It's two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, one step back. It's the dance of life. You know, the great thing about two steps forward, one step back, is it's still one step forward. It's still one step forward. Don't let anyone point out to you, oh, you just took a step back. Yeah, but I'm actually still a step forward. Two steps forward, one step back, two steps forward, and you're actually three steps forward. You know, one step back can actually be the catalyst in your life for a two steps forward. When you have a one step back and it makes you think, hang on, what's going on here? I got to make some changes. I got to sort that out. And maybe for you, it's after five steps back, you realize, hang on, something's got to change. But it's a catalyst for change. So what should you do when it's one step back? Real quickly, what should you do? First thing, keep dancing. Keep dancing. Don't stop. You know, the worst thing you can do, when I started going ballroom dancing with my bride, who wasn't my bride at that time, but I was hoping. When we're dancing, she knew the steps and I didn't really, and I kept messing them up. The worst thing to do is just stop, because then it's blatantly obvious. Best thing to do is just sort of keep fudging it, just sort of, you know, and then do one of these. I think the best thing to do is just stand there and start to clap your hands and just wait for it to twirl around. But don't stop. Hold your nerve. Hold on to the promises of God in your life. When you've taken a step back, don't stop. Keep dancing. We got a couple in our church. They're just a fairly new couple. And they said, you know, from the day we joined this church, they had quite a successful business. They said, from the day we joined this church, our business went terrible. So I'm sorry about that. They said, but you know, we just made a decision. We're not going to give up. We knew this is where we had to be. We knew that God had a plan for our life, and we knew that we needed to be part of this church. And we just decided we're not going to stop serving. We're going to keep giving. We're going to be part of it. And they said, you know, we had four terrible months, the four worst months ever. And they said, but then something changed. In essence, they kept dancing. And then in 1 month, that 1 month was better than all those 4 months put together. And now it's just going on from strength to strength. You keep dancing. Galatians 6:9 says, do not become weary in doing good. Don't give up. The Bible says that God will give you double for your trouble. Isaiah 61:7, he says, for your shame, I'll give you double honor. In Zechariah 9:12, he says, I will restore double to you for each of your troubles. Anyone got any troubles in their life at the moment? That's not the time to stop dancing. Keep dancing. Maybe put a bit of a flourish into it. Put a bit of a twirl in it. But don't stop. Keep dancing. Keep holding on to the promises. Keep moving forwards. Maybe your step back is the music changing. Have you ever been to maybe a wedding reception or something, and the music's on and people are dancing, and then you know, maybe, you know, it's kind of easy to do a bit of a waltz, and it's kind of easy. You can sort of just sort of, you know, shuffle around, and then the music changes and there's maybe a jive on or something, and you see people go, oh, I'm out, and go and sit down. No. Maybe your step back in your life is the music's changed. Maybe in this church, the music's changed. I don't mean literally the music, or maybe literally, I don't know. But maybe the music's changed. There's a different sound, a different tempo, a different beat. And that's where some people say, I'm out. But that's not the time to stop dancing. That's the time to learn some new moves. And you think, okay, all right, I kind of know how to shuffle around. Now I've got to learn a bit of a jive. Don't stop. Keep dancing. When it's one step back, keep dancing. Number two, when it's one step back, keep holding your partner. Because your partner can help you through. Because I'd say to Alana, I don't know what I'm doing. She'd say, just follow me. I mean, I'm supposed to be given the lead, right? Dancing as the male. I didn't have a clue. So I'm just following her. All right. We're just going to do this. Keep holding your partner. What do I mean by that? Stay connected to people. You see people who hit a rough time, hit a rough patch, and they think, well, you know, everyone's going to be looking at me and thinking I'm a terrible kind of person. And so they start to drift out of church life. They start to drift out of their connection with their friends. The worst thing that you can do, if you're going through a rough patch, if it's a one step back for you, a two or three steps back for you, the worst thing you can do is start to remove yourself from people, because you got some people around your life, they can encourage you, they can cheer you on, they can spur you on, they can say, it's all right, come on, let's try this move, let's try this step, let's do a little bit of this one. Keep holding your partner. Stay connected to God and stay connected to His people. You know, I've had some people who say to me, oh, you know, we'll say, where have you been for? I haven't seen you in church for ages. Oh, I've had some stuff went on in my life. And I just thought, you know what? I can't be there anymore. It's the worst thing you can do. Never remove yourself from the place of grace. When you're going through a rough patch, when it's a one step back for you, that's the time to be in the thick of things as much as you can. And you know what? In a church like this, you won't have a whole lot of people who are, you know, oh, that's because you're a dirty, rotten, that's because you're this, and that's because you're a... No, there'll be people who say, hey, come on, I want to help you. Come on, let's get up, let's keep going. It's the dance of life. Keep holding your partner. The last one. When it's one step back, firstly, keep dancing. Secondly, keep holding your partner. Don't let go of God, and don't let go of people. And lastly, keep looking up. Keep looking up. The worst thing you can do when you start to mess up the steps and it's one step back and you get... The worst thing you can do is start looking at your feet. The worst thing you can do is start looking at, the tangled mess that's going on down here and you don't know what's going on. That's the worst thing you can do. As soon as you start to focus on that, it gets worse. You got to keep looking up. You know, because, yeah, it might be a frantic mess going down and on down here, and it's chaotic, and it's not quite, you know, exactly how it should be. And if you're on, you know, Dancing with the Stars thing, they might pick it out. But when you're trying to just do life, you keep looking up. You keep looking ahead at what lays ahead of you. Lift up your eyes over and over in the Bible. That's what God says to people. Lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Why are you looking down in the dust for? Oh, because there's a dust storm and there's some problems and I've kicked up a bit of a mess. And over, God says to people, lift up your eyes and look around you. What did the psalmist say? I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from God. Lift up your eyes. When you keep looking up, you see the bigger picture and you focus on the two steps forward more than the one step back. So many people live their life looking at the one step back. And they keep just, there was a step back there. And there was a step back there. And even though they're moving forward, they keep looking at the steps back. Maybe people will remind them, but you had a step back there. I remember that. And they keep looking at the step back. And they don't realize in all those steps back, there were so many steps forward. And look where I am now. Yeah, there was a step back there. Yeah, there was a step back there. Yeah, there were a few in a row back there. But look where I am today. Focus on the steps forward, not the step back. You got to keep the temporary setback in perspective. Keep it in perspective. Maybe in your life right now, you've taken a bit of a hit in something. I'm almost done. Maybe you've taken a little bit of a hit in some area of your life. And you think, I don't know what's going on. I don't get it. Where's God in this? Where's His promise in this? Where's His plan in this? What's wrong in my life? And you're so consumed by the one step back, you've forgotten about all the steps forward. If He brought you through those other steps back, why do you think He won't this time? Sometimes all you can do, when you've taken that step back, all you can do, maybe you're not moving forward right now, change the center of gravity. At least lean forward. Right. I'm not moving forward right now, but I'm leaning forward. And what happens then? You change the center of gravity and then it follows. It follows. Now, what do I mean by that? When you lean forward, it's a change of attitude. It's an intention of your heart that I'm going to move forward. And I'm not focusing on going backwards. Yeah, there's some things in my life that might be going backwards. But I'm going to lean my heart forward. I'm going to lean my attitude forward. And I'm going to continue to believe God's got a great plan for my life. I'm going to continue to believe He's got a plan and a future. I'm going to continue to believe that He's good and He's only good and He turns all things around for good for those who love God and are called according to His purpose. And I've changed the attitude of my heart from leaning backwards to leaning forward, and before you know it, you're on the move again. That leaning forward for you might be just to start to remind yourself of some of the promises. Maybe to declare some of God's promises. That lean forward might be to take a step of faith. That lean forward might be to change the way you speak about a situation, about your circumstance. And you move your heart setting, you move your center of gravity from the lean back, from the step back and the problem and the issues and the circumstance. And now you lean your intention forward into what God's got for your life. The dance of life. The dance of life. What did David say? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm walking through. Maybe you're going through a valley right now, but don't stay there. You're going through. Though I walk through the dance of life. Two steps forward, one step back. You know, in our church, like Pastor Clive said, we've been there 18 months and wonderful things happening. People finding life in Jesus, miracles happening, just amazing things happening. But it feels like every time we've taken a step forward or two steps forward, something happens and there's a step back. And it got me down one day. I thought, why is it every time we take a step forward, there's a step back? It just feels like, and I started to complain to God. God, it just feels like every time we take two steps forward, something happens and it's a step back. What's going on? And I just realized, two steps forward, one step back, it's still a step forward. Just keep moving forward. Keep moving forward. And in your life, maybe that's just the encouragement you need to hear today. Just keep moving forward. Don't give up. Don't stop dancing. Don't let go of your partner or your partners. Keep looking up. Keep your eyes up. Keep looking ahead to what God's got for you. Don't focus on the one step back. Keep it in perspective. Get your heart leaning forward. You know, there'll be people here today. I don't know most people here. And there'll be people here who are going through all sorts of different situations and all sorts of stuff, because that's life. That is the dance of life. I'm going to pray. I want to pray for two groups of people really quickly. Firstly, I want to pray for people who are in this place and you just, right now in your life, it just feels like that there's, you've had that echoes within your spirit. When I said, it just feels like two steps forward, one step back. And that just resonated with you. And you said, you know what? That feels like my life. And there are people here this morning, you need to stop looking at the step back and start to focus on what God's got in your future. And just real quick, can we all stand? Just with every eye closed. Just right where you stand, I just want to pray quickly for some people here this morning. And that really is going on in your life right now. You just, it's gotten you down, the step back. Could be in your family, could be in your marriage, could be in your business, could be in your finance, could be in your health, could be in your faith life, could be in all different areas of your life. If that's you, just right where you stand, why don't you just lift your hand to God? I'm just going to pray that the God of all hope, the God of peace, the God of encouragement would breathe something into your life today. Father, thank you. God, that as we go through this dance of life, we can have confidence that we're not doing it on our own, but God, we're doing the dance with you. You are our partner. And God, I thank you that you're leading us and directing us. And the Bible says that the steps of a good person are ordered of the Lord. Not because of our goodness, but because we love you. And so, Father, for people across this place with their hand raised, just dealing with this two step forward, one step back, whatever the step back might be in their life. God, I thank you that nothing's impossible for you. I thank you, God, that nothing is beyond your touch. And your word says that all things are working together for good for those who love God and are called according to his purpose. And so, God, today I declare that over their lives. I prophesy that into their lives, into their situation, into their family, into their health, into their finance, into their workplace, their business, whatever it might be, into their relationships, into their faith life. God, I thank you that your plans for us are good and not for evil, to give us a future and a hope. Thank you, Father, that you cause us to walk through the valley of the shadow. We don't stay there, but you're bringing us through. So, Father, for each one with their hand raised, thank you, Lord, just today for an injection of hope, an injection of life and faith. And, God, that the attitude of people's hearts would be at least to lean forward into your goodness and into your promises. I thank you for it. Just with every hand down, one other thing I want to pray for people. You know, in this dance of life, we can try and do the dance of life as much as we want, as well as we want. But until we connect our lives with our Creator, until we connect our lives with God and His grace, we can try and do the dance as much as we want. We'll always feel like we're going round and round in circles, stuck in a box. Because He made us. He created us on purpose for a purpose. He's got a future for us. And until we come to a point where we acknowledge our need of God and we're honest enough to admit, you know what? I've been trying to do the dance on my own for years. I've been going round and round in circles. I need God's help. I need to receive His free gift of grace in Jesus Christ. I've got a whole lot of questions, a whole lot of things I don't really understand, but I just know that as I look around this room of people, I want what these people have got. I need to get things right with God. I need a fresh start in my life today. I want to accept His free gift of grace that forgives my sins, forgives my past, whatever it might be, gives me a clean slate from today, and I want to accept Jesus into my life. I'm not asking if you've ever been to church before, not asking if you were ever baptized as an infant. I'm not asking if you've ever read the Bible. I'm asking if you're right with God and if you understand today that you need His help. Don't try and do the dance of life on your own anymore. Why don't you ask the one who created you, who knows how to do the steps, who knows how to lead you into the plan for your life? Why don't you ask Him to take over? So real quick, while Christians are praying, I want to ask people if you need to say yes to Jesus. I want to include you in a very simple prayer. If you say, you know what, I've got to be honest with myself, I need God's help. I need to say yes to Jesus today. It could be the very first time you've ever done this. Maybe you've done it many times before, but you know today your life's not right with God. Real quick, if that's you, just right where you stand. Can you lift up your hand? And then you can put it down. Yep, good on you. Yeah, come on, others. That's it. Yeah, good on you. Others. Yep, over here. Yep, over here. Yep, up the back. Yeah, God bless you. Others, come on, lift up your hand. You say, yep, I need to say yes to Jesus. I need His help. I need freedom from shame and guilt. I don't want to live with that stuff anymore. I don't want to do the dance of life on my own. Yep, up there. God bless you. You can put your hand down. Others, just slip it up real quick, nice and high, and I'm going to pray real quick. Yep, good on you, buddy. Anyone? Yep, good on you, man. That's it. Don't put it off any longer. Don't think, oh, well, I'll sort it out maybe next week. No, no, no. Come on, two steps forward. This could be your day to take a big step forward into the most amazing life that you could ever possibly have imagined. Real quick, anyone else? Slip up your hand, say, yep, that's me. I want to be included in this as well. Yep, good on you. I want to be included in this as well. Real quick. Fantastic. Can I ask you, I've got to finish. Can I ask you to do something that's a couple of steps forward? Take a couple of steps forward. If you lifted your hand, maybe you didn't, but you know you should have, then in this place, which is encouraging, which obviously cheers people on and celebrates people. If you lifted your hand, I would love the honor of being able to put my hand on your head and just pray that God would do a miracle in you today. If you lifted your hand, maybe you didn't, but you know that you should have, and you want to say yes to Jesus. You're asking, you're saying, God, I need to connect with you. I need your gift of grace. If that's you, why don't you just quickly take a couple of steps forward. Come and stand just at the front here. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to get you to speak into the microphone. I just want to lead you in this prayer. Real quick, that's it. Come on, give them a good hand as they come. Great. That's it. Yeah, come on, cheer them on. Great. From up the back as well. Come on, if you lifted your hand, why don't you come and join us? Yeah, good on you, man. Great. Brilliant. Now, if you lifted your hand, but you know, whatever reason, you just really don't feel comfortable coming and standing here, I'm going to lead you guys in a prayer. And if you're still in your seat, but you lifted your hand, you want to connect your life with God, you make this your prayer as well. Have you guys all done this before? Is anyone, you've never done this before? You've never done this? You've never done this? You've never done this? Yeah, brilliant. That is so cool. Love it. You know, I know, you may not know this, but I know, you're not here by accident. You're not here by chance. There is a God who loves you more than you could possibly ever imagine. He's got a great future for your life. And we're going to agree together today that God would do something amazing in your life. And that some things would change and that there'd be a miracle that happens within you. And what you're doing today is you're saying, you might have all sorts of questions. There'll be all sorts of things you're not sure about. But what you're saying today is, God, I just know that I need your help. I know that I need you in my life. I can't do this on my own anymore. I don't want to try and do it on my own. I need your help. So I'm going to lead you in a very simple prayer. I'll say a couple of words. You repeat it after me and you make it your prayer. There's no magic formula. The power is when a person asks God for help. So I'm going to say a few words. You repeat them after me and the whole church will do the same thing because they want to encourage you and support you in this. Cool? So let's pray. Repeat this after me. Lord Jesus, thank you for your gift of grace available to me. Today I receive it into my life. Your free gift of forgiveness of my sin. Thank you for a fresh start in my life today. Jesus, be Lord of my life. Fill me with your Spirit and help me to live my life the way you created me to. I want to follow you the rest of my life. Amen. Father, thank you for each of these great people that have responded to you today. God, I just pray you'd do a miracle within them. God, that they would understand they're not here by chance, not here by accident, but God, that you love them, you've called them, you've created them, you have a great future for them. Father, that you've got a plan for their life that's beyond even their full comprehension. But God, thank you that you do a miracle of grace within them today. God, whatever it is that's in their life right now that they just say, God, I just need your help. God, I thank you that you're the God of hope. Thank you, you're a God of blessing. You're a God who is real and alive. Thank you, Lord, that you've got a great plan for us. And I just thank you, Lord, today for an understanding in each one of them that this is a brand new day. It's a brand new start. And thank you, Lord, from this day on that you go with them and you help them and you lead them and guide them. And you're changing them into the people that you want them to be. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Give them a good hand. Wonderful. That's cool. So here's what we're going to do. Before you go anywhere, don't go anywhere. We've got someone here who wants to just take 2 minutes with you. I'm just looking over here. Great, Dave. This incredibly good-looking man over here is Dave. And so if you would just, your friend can go with you, if a friend brought you, just go with Dave, just for 2 minutes. I just want to maybe give you a Bible, say, hey, is there anything we can do to help you get on in this journey of following Jesus? That's cool. God bless. Come on, give them a good hand. That's fantastic. God bless you. Thanks, Pastor Clive.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.